Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the second chapter. One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? He entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest, and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priests to eat, and he gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for humankind, and not humankind for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath.' Again he entered the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. They watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath so they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, 'Come forward.' Then he said to them, 'Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill?' But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart and said to the man, 'Stretch out your hand.' He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. So this week does indeed mark the second week after Pentecost. And for those who joined us on Pentecost when everything was red and there was the Holy Spirit coming down from the sky in the form of bubbles, know that we focused on that day on the Holy Spirit and the work of God that is being done through the Spirit amongst the people. It's how we kick off the longest season of the church year. And the following week, just last Sunday, we go right into Holy Trinity Sunday, where we spend time dwelling together on how we as Christians attempt to define the undefinable, the Almighty God, creator of all things. The season starts with small celebrations, holidays, and festivals. And today we're going to be welcoming in new members and celebrating seniors. But nothing like what we get in Advent or Lent, Christmas or Easter. There is no Christmas Eve of Pentecost or Ash Wednesday of Pentecost. It simply is the time after Pentecost until we get to the Reformation Sunday in October. This is what we in the church call ordinary time. See, because it's a time where we turn our focus in the church towards the people of God and what God is doing through all of us. It's a continuation of the Pentecost celebration where we are invited into dwelling on where God is leading us while reflecting on where we have come. It's a time to meditate on the God that is with us and the hope that is found in the community of the body of Christ. It also works as a time to reflect on what the church has done, where it has failed, and how we can do better at being the body, the hands, the feet, and the heart of God here on earth. See, the interaction that we get today between Jesus and the Pharisees stands as an example of this. The Pharisees are Jewish officials that were rigid in the keeping of Jewish laws. You've probably heard of Sadducees and Pharisees. The Pharisees were the ones who were more strict. They believed that if something was written in the text or into law, that they must strictly keep it without any consideration of context, any room for human error, or any change. Now, people have been told by God that they are to remember the Sabbath, that is, the last day of creation, and to keep it holy. Now, the Sabbath is traditionally kept on Saturday, and it is meant to be a day of rest, prayer, and connecting with God. In the wilderness, the Israelite people were told that they could not collect manna, their source of food, on the Sabbath, and to keep faith that God would provide for them while they were there. So when the Pharisees see that Jesus and his disciples were not keeping the Sabbath in the way that they had defined it, they were concerned. They grew uneasy. This also comes just right after they questioned Jesus about why he and his disciples were not fasting for the same reasons or in the same way as they believed that they should. Now, I'm sure we can all think of people, or even ourselves at times, when we become rigid about rules. You must go to bed at 8 o'clock. That is your bedtime, young lady. Even on the weekend. But Dad, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, right? And we do that without considering that maybe the circumstances have changed. Maybe they don't need to go to bed at 8 o'clock because they don't need to wake up at 6 a.m. We become a people that make rules surrounding the love of God and who is in and who is out. Like the Pharisees, when we keep such rigid laws and rules, we find ourselves caring more about those rules about God rather than honoring the very presence of God that is among us. And to this, Jesus says, "Have you never read what David did when his companions were hungry and in need of food?" To this, Jesus says, "Is it not better to heal than to kill on the Sabbath? It is right for them to gather this grain and to feed those who are hungry. It is right for Jesus to heal on the Sabbath because it is still the work of God. And through Jesus Christ, we all have God with us. Do we avoid feeding one who is hungry because there are 1, 2, or even 3 verses out of thousands that vaguely state that the person is unclean? Or do we feed them knowing that God is among us in all people because of what has been done on the cross and recognize that we are all beloved children of God? Do we remain strict to old, rigid ways as the Pharisees? Or do we allow ourselves to be changed by the love of God that has a hold over our lives and is helping us to evolve and to move forward? Just as Jesus is going out and gathering the wheat, we are all being gathered together into the bread that is Jesus Christ. We are gathered together to continue the Pentecost season in celebrating all that God is doing and join the hymn of all creation that is crying out, "Holy, holy, holy." We are to look to see who is hungry and continue to feed them and welcome them to the table, just as Jesus did before us. There are cries in the world, and we cannot use God as an excuse to not answer those cries. We cannot hide behind religion, but instead we should use our faith in God as a springboard into seeing God's justice being done on earth. Through God, you have been made and called beloved. And through the death and resurrection, you have been brought into this beautiful community as children of God. And through the sending of the Spirit, you are called to be light of the world, to bring little pieces of heaven on earth. God is with you. God is with all of you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell and the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.